Following Stan Martin and another beaut is on the way. It's Tuesday, the 29th of April, and it's going to be nice. 53 now. Hold it. 19 minutes till 6 o'clock on WHN. Here's the early morning WHN satellite weather. Sunny with a chance of a shower today. A nice spring summery type shower with a high of 75 degrees predicted. Tomorrow a great day again, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 77. Even Thursday looks good with sunshine and 72. And if you want to look ahead to the weekend, look good because it looks good. Fair Friday and Saturday with a high temperature predicted now to be 68. Subject to change, of course, but let's be optimistic at this point. It's 53 and the skies, they are cloudy at 1050 WHN. We'll check the lottery numbers coming up. We do have alternate side parking regulations in effect today in all five boroughs, and hopefully a better subway situation this morning than we had yesterday. What a disaster that was. 1050 WHN, where you woke up this morning. Del DeMontro playing the songs following Stan Martin on what is going to be another great day. Yesterday, I think we topped out at 81 degrees. We had predicted 78 early in the morning, so maybe we'll get near 80 again, because 77 is the prediction for today with plenty of sunshine. There is an outside chance of a shower today, so I guess it wouldn't be a bad idea if you had a free hand to carry an umbrella, but generally speaking, it should be a very, very nice day. Our lottery numbers, let's run them down. The New York Daily was 417, and the win four was 9827. The lotto numbers, 8, 5, 19, 26, 1, and 40. One more time, this is the $350,000 jackpot. 8, 5, 19, 26, 1, and 40. In New Jersey, pick it, 268, and the pick four was 1127. The lotto numbers in New Jersey, 3, 8, 10, 29, 33, and 34. The bonus was 35976. The Connecticut Daily, 215. And the play four was 8640.
It's a good time.
1050 WHN. It's 11 minutes before 6. Good morning. Here's Kenny Rogers in the Tomb of the Unknown Love. 1050 WHN. It is 7 minutes before 6 o'clock. Del DeMontro with you on what is going to be another nice day. Sunshine with a high temperature of 75. A possible shower, as is generally the case when the temperatures get up high this early. It's 53 degrees. Some clouds over Midtown. Tuesday, April 29th. And alternate side parking regulations are in effect today in all five boroughs. And major news out of the Soviet Union.
Not enough news to know exactly what's going on, however. With the information available, U.S. scientists and those in Europe and other parts of the world are saying that apparently there has been at least a partial meltdown at a nuclear power plant about 60 miles north of Kiev in the Soviet Union.
And tremendous information in some of our papers today regarding meltdown. They really spell it out, what happens, the ball of fire that turns into a sun within the confines of the... Really, things really do melt. And you say that we don't have enough information, yet the Post today tells us that there are hundreds dead in the Soviet Union. I wonder, they must have sources we don't know about. We'll get to the bottom of this. Bear the candles, heaven's just a sin away at WHN. 1050 WHN, let's shake a leg. It's 4 minutes to 6 o'clock. The sun shines today. Nowhere a lot, although it's cool as you get out. It will be well into the 70s again with sunshine. 53 degrees on 1050 WHN. 1050 WHN New York, 6 o'clock on the schnoz, and welcome to Tuesday, the 29th of April. It will be sunny with an outside chance of a shower and a high of 75 degrees forecast. 53 cloudy skies with the alternate parking regulations in effect today.
There's a clock. The information you need at 6:06. I'm Gene Ladd.
Thanks, Gene. Del DeMontro with you. Good morning. Our alternate parking regulations are on today. So's Gary Morris. This is Headed for a Heartache. 6:06 at WHN. Good morning.
Headed for a heartache.
1050 WHN. I hope you had an opportunity last night to see the special on the Texas Sesquicentennial, if for no other reason than to have seen his performance of the aria from La Boheme, in which he played the part of Rodolfo. I'm talking about Gary Morris here in New York with Linda Ronstadt. I so regret not having seen it now, because I watched that last night and I got the goosebumps.
this guy can sing. Woo! It was terrific. I mean, just to memorize the words alone to the song is a feat. He is a magnificent, magnificent talent, and he's going to go a lot further than he has already gone. Gary Morris, what a performance. All right, WHN early morning satellite weather is going to be a performance in its own right. Sunshine with a chance of a shower and a high of 75 degrees. It's a chilly 53, but a great morning for a run at WHN. We'll check the lottery numbers coming up. Let's take a quick look at the lottery numbers, including Lotto in New York and New Jersey. We'll start with the New York Daily. 417. And the win four was 9827. The Lotto numbers were 8, 5, 19, 26, 1, and 40. In New Jersey, Picket 268. The pick four was 1127. And the Lotto numbers were 3, 8, 10, 29, 33, 34. The bonus was 35976. The Connecticut Daily 215 and the play 4. Let me make sure I can read this from this distance. 8640 is about that far away. Tuesday, April 29th, great weather all day long. We may see a shower, but it may be a welcome shower as the temperature is going to get up to 75. A warm day ahead. 13 minutes after 6, the alternate parking regulations are on. So's Judy. She has our shadow traffic in a few more minutes. Good morning. 16 past 6 o'clock. Del DeMontro and Charlie Rich behind closed doors. When Charlie's finished singing, incidentally, Judy's up with shadow traffic. It'll be 6:19.
I've even closed doors.
10:50, WHN. Tuesday, the 29th of April, sunshiny day again. Outside chance of a shower and a high of 75 degrees. Generally speaking, should be perfect. Great morning to get yourself out on the roads running, either in the car or on foot. It's 53 degrees. We'll have Judy with shadow traffic in just a moment. First, Gene with some news for us.
At least a partial meltdown. That's what most scientists are saying around the world based on what they've been able to find out about a serious nuclear accident that has taken place at a power plant north of Kiev in the Soviet Union, about 60 miles north.
We do not know for sure if there is any loss of life, do we?
We do not. Only that the Soviets have said through their controlled media that the casualties are being cared for.
So, okay. The Post today has a headline that says, hundreds feared dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know on what basis that information comes to us or what their sources are. But at this point in time, no one knows anything.
Nobody.
And where they get the, well, never mind. Judy with shadow traffic at 1050 WHN coming up in just a moment. Issues that affect you, you're not fully posted till you read today's New York Post. Learn from City Hall Bureau Chief George Arst about the new city watchdog who's biting the hand that named him. As the Rangers continue to roll, read an insightful profile on the home life of Mr. and Mrs. Pierre LaRouche. Read an intriguing article by Post columnist Norman Poweretz, who asked, what if Ronald Reagan were president? Turn to page 6 to find out why Grace Jones was late for Maria Shriver's and Arnold Schwarzenegger's wedding. Because on all the issues that affect you, you're not fully posted till you read today's New York Post. Find out how a raw energy diet can help you look and feel better in today's health and fitness section. Then read about the new TV series for the man who created Hill Street Blues. And if you think New York is an expensive place to live, you'll be surprised to learn which 13 cities are more expensive in the Post's most expensive and cheapest cities list. Fascinating. Because on all the issues that affect you, you're not fully posted till you read today's New York Post. 6:22 at 10:50 WHN. We could call yesterday's subway disaster day. Judy, have you got any better information for us today?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Dale. Actually, on the subways, we don't have any problems reported yet. Commuters on the road are going to have fun, though. First off, the westbound Northern State has been reopened at 106-107. That's near exit 35. However, they're still clearing up an accident there, so you may hit some delays. Going north on the FDR, delays just north of the Manhattan Bridge. There's an accident there, the left and center. center lanes are shut down. This is a place we really didn't need any additional trouble. West on the LIE, right at 108th Street, we have an accident reported. Also, the ground, the Grand Central, the police are doing some stuff over off to the shoulder right near LaGuardia. So all of those adding to the normal traffic jams there. Upstate south on the New York Thruway, the right lane is closed near exit 17 in Newburgh. There's been an accident there. It involves a truck that's carrying some drums, and they're not sure if the material in there is funny or not, so the EPA has to show up before they can start any cleanup for the accident, so it looks like that one is going to be with us for some time. 10-minute delays at the Holland and Lincoln Tunnels, 5 at the George Washington Bridge, and alternate side of the street. Parking regulations are in effect today.
Well, my running buddies are going to be at the race there.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
They want to see Judy at the race.
Oh, that's, I tell you, you got me all nervous now.
That's what they're telling me. Have you got a number yet?
No. I just sent my application in.
Okay, because as soon as you get your number, you have to let us know.
Okay, I will.
Because everybody wants to go to race and see you run.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay. 624 at WHN. Earl Thomas Conley, Once in a Blue Moon. What a nice day this is going to be. 75 degrees, and the sun will shine again at WHN. 1050 WHN at 627. It's Tuesday, April 29th. And we'll run down the lottery numbers in a while. Also, the movie mogul montage again. So if you have not got all 10 names of the people that are doing the dialogue in the movie mogul montage, listen for it before this hour is over and get them down and get that entry in. Tomorrow is the deadline, so there is still time. Yes, in some cases, the mail can get here in a day. Here's Crystal Gayle. This is Half the Way at WHN.
Half of your love.
Every which way at 1050 WHN, early morning satellite weather, partly sunny with a chance of a shower, but a very, very mild 75 degrees today. It's 53, cloudy at the moment, and the alternate side parking regulations are in effect today in all five boroughs.
Swedish.
Thank you, Gene. Del DeMontro and I've got the songs to get you out of bed in the morning. Here's one from Hank Williams, Jr. And I ain't misbehaving at 1050 WHN. Judy's coming up next. Shadow traffic. 1050 WHN, 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Del DeMontro with the songs. Baseball on the radio tonight, 25 after 5, an unusual start time. It'll be Bob Murphy with the pregame show and then the Mets and the Braves in Atlanta. The Mets with the best record in baseball, their best start in 25 years.
Yippee.
Ron Darling will be on the mound. Daily News had a cute little story today. 25 years ago today in the Daily News, just to show you how time changes things. The Mets are riding so high now, four games in front of the St. Louis Cardinals, who won last night. But 25 years ago today, the Daily News was reporting another loss for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Phillies 11-9. Their record fell after 13 games to 1-12. And they were 10 games behind the Pittsburgh Pirates at that point in time,
wow.
13 games into the season. What a difference 25 years make. All right, let's go Mets. And let's go Judy. How's the traffic?
Well, I wish we could get that kind of difference out on the roads, but we don't seem to be getting it. West on the LIE traffic, awful approaching 108th Street. This is a real bad spot for this. The right lane is closed. There's a tractor-trailer accident off to the shoulder, and from what I understand, this is something that could cause a real bad rubbernecking delay, even if their lane wasn't closed. So the LIE is probably going to be worse than normal for some time. You might want to head for the Grand Central. North on the FDR, north of the Manhattan Bridge, an earlier accident has some leftover delays there. Out in Suffolk, if you're taking the LIE, you're not going very quickly. Between Comac Road and Deer Park Avenue, everyone's slowing down there to take a look at a broken-down car off to the side of the road. Upstate, south on the New York Thruway, the right lane closed near exit 17 in Newburgh. They're trying to clear up an accident there. Hudson River crossings, you know what they look like at this hour, and alternate side of the street parking regulations are in effect today.
Okay, Judy, 19 minutes to 7 o'clock at WHN. Let's talk Essex Weight Loss Center. Have you made the call yet? You've been telling yourself, all right, he's been bugging me for all these months. Let me give him a call, sit down, we'll make an appointment, see what's going on. 212-689-0600. That's the New York number, 689-0600. In New Jersey, it's 368-0444. 201-368-0444. The Essex Weight Loss Center, which, as we've told you here at WHN and myself and Lee and Dan Daniel and Dan Taylor so often, it works. It's worked for so many people. Joy Eunice, you know, from our WHN family, who has not only lost an enormous amount of weight at this point in time towards her goal of dropping 70 pounds, she's losing inches. She's losing little people off her body. She's dropped 5 dress sizes since she began the program in January. What about you? Make the call. At least sit down with a counselor and find out what the program is all about, how they're going to help you, what's going to be expected of you, what the diet's like, and what all the costs involved will be, because there are costs involved, no doubt. 212-689-0600, 201-368-0444, Essex Weight Loss Center. Call for yourself or for someone you love. Okay, at WHN, the lottery numbers. New York Daily was 417, and the win four was 9827. The lotto numbers were 8, 5, 19, 26, 1, and 40. In New Jersey, pick it was 268, and the pick four was 1127. The lotto numbers were 3, 8, 10, 29, 33, and 34. The bonus was 35976. Connecticut Daily, 215. The play four was 8640. Our number in New York today will hit 75 degrees at some point in time, maybe even top it. Yesterday we got into the 80s, and the sun's going to shine today. There's an outside chance of a shower, but by the time it happens, it may be something we're looking forward to, because it's going to be a hot day. It's 53 degrees going to 75 at WHN. 16 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning.
A baby is American.
1050 WHN, and a big happy birthday to Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys, who's celebrating number 43 today. We'll have our other birthdays and anniversaries after 7 o'clock. Temperature at 53, shooting up to 75 at WHN. 1050 WHN, where you woke up this morning. It's 10 minutes before 7 on what should be a very nice day. We see sunny skies right now over Manhattan. 75 degrees, the expected high. We do have the alternate side parking regulations in effect today, so if you are affected by those regulations, get the car out of there.
Everything we know about a nuclear accident that took place several hours ago in the Soviet Union indicates it's very serious, at least a partial meltdown. A Soviet diplomat last evening speaking in Helsinki, Finland, said it's the worst ever in the world. Back in 1957, the Soviets lost up to 30 villages with the explosion of nuclear waste. They've never acknowledged that accident, however.
The unfortunate thing here is that the Western world may never really know what happened.
No, you can only work backwards on it.
Yeah, yeah. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. An interesting story, too, that I saw in the paper today concerning the folks that handle the traffic here in Manhattan. What is the name of that group? They have the brown uniforms.
That's right.
That's all I know them as.
Some of those guys could not be referred to as meter maids.
That's
not,
right.
Not at a safe distance. Not in the frame of mind they're currently in.
Traffic control people.
Right.
They are protesting the fact that assault on a traffic control person is considered a misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor.
Now, if I were to assault you, would that be a felony?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It'd be stupid, I tell you that.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. But you would think that assault on another human being certainly should be a felony.
It should be.
But these people are assaulted all the time.
The funny thing is, since the scandal broke in the Koch administration in the Parking Violations Bureau, they say the assaults have gone up nearly 25%.
Is that right?
No respect, no more.
You know, to be honest with you, not in defense of those people, but perhaps one of the reasons these things may happen is that they don't have a very good image.
Mm-hmm.
They are often thought of by people as not doing anything.
Right.
Standing on the corner just with their arms folded while gridlock occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And that burns up the drivers, I think. And then the other thing is they're not very tactful in terms of giving out tickets. You know, every once in a while, somebody does have a valid excuse.
That's true.
And you got to say, all right, on your way, don't do it again. But boy, they can... You're getting a ticket and that's it.
You know, it's frequently alleged, too. I know you don't want to belabor this, but it's frequently alleged that they have efficiency standards or quotas that they have to meet.
Who would allege that?
It just seems to me that they have more tickets toward the end of the month.
53 degrees at the moment at WHN. 1050 WHN weather over the next couple of days looks terrific. We're looking for sunshine throughout the day, a chance of a shower, high of 75. As the day drifts, we may get a welcome shower as the temperature goes up. Then tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, beautiful weather forecast. Tomorrow's high 77, dropping probably to the upper 60s by Saturday. It's 53 degrees with sunshine over Manhattan at 1050 WHN. Let's play Movie Mogul. What I'm going to do here is play the voices of 10 movie stars taken from actual movie soundtracks. If you can correctly identify the 10 stars you are about to hear, you may win a Panasonic video cassette recorder to go along with your home entertainment system and 20 great films. If you think you can identify all 10 stars I'm about to play, list them all in order and mail to Movie Mogul, WHN, 400 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022. Don't forget, list them in order. We will randomly select a winner on May 1st from among the correct answers we receive. Listen now for the 10 stars you're about to hear. Mail that entry and get it out quickly to Movie Mogul, WHN, 400 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022.
It's time for 1050 WHN's Movie Mogul Montage. Ready, set, go.
I'm going. I got the metal to the pedal and the thing to the floor.
Hitmaker.
Hola!
This morning I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
Well, this is not a boat accident.
I was giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a bottle of tequila.
Yes, but no more 1966. Let's splurge. Bring us some fresh wine.
I never drink. Why?
Woman, if you want to keep that arm, you better get it off now.
If you can correctly identify the 10 stars you just heard, write them down. Mail them to Movie Mogul, WHN, 400 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022. All the correct answers, incidentally, will win a WHN Big Balloon sweatshirt, and one correct answer will be chosen at random, May 1st, and win a Panasonic video cassette recorder and 20 great films from MCA Home Video. Enter right now and be a winner on WHN 1050. We're your country. We've got your music. We've got your great weather. We've got it all. Birthdays and anniversaries after 7 o'clock this morning. Shadow Traffic with Judy Herron. The News with Gene Lash. Gary Thorne with Mets information. We're loaded. Here's Kenny Rogers.
Turn around. Turn you around. Turn you around.
O'clock, 1050 WHN, New York, and sunshine for Tuesday, April 29th, with a chance of a shower. High temperature to be 75 degrees. At the moment, 53 degrees and sunny skies over Midtown Manhattan, with alternate side parking regulations in effect in all five boroughs. We were talking about the traffic controllers and their quest or their attempt to have a felony, an assault against them treated as a felony. And Gene and I were wondering why any assault isn't a felony. And Ed Fitzgerald, a listener to WHN, called and straightened me out on this. Any assault between two individuals that causes pain is considered third-degree assault, and that is a misdemeanor.
Right.
A fist fight or something of that nature. Any assault that causes serious injury, you get hit with a weapon, a baseball bat, God forbid, somebody stabs you or shoots you or what have you, that is causing serious injury, therefore it is a felony. Any assault, even an assault against a policeman that causes pain, is a felony. And what the traffic controllers want is that same status.
I see.
That any assault against a traffic controller would be considered a felony. And it might deter people, excuse me for laughing, from assaulting him.
Well,
and you know, if you don't work in Manhattan, you may not know what's going on here, but on any given day, you'll see them in a fist fight. I mean, walking
true.
Down the street, somebody's
right.
taking a punch out of these poor people.
Right. You can't do that.
Yeah. I would think that's
anybody.
a bad job to
yeah,
be in. Right. I wouldn't want that job.
Yeah.
Gene, what you got going on the news?
Well, we have the situation in Greenland.
Mortgage may be due tomorrow, but they will get it on Lake Day. 1050 WHN. With all
alternate side parking regulations in effect today.
Somebody's knocking.
1050 WHN, Del DeMontro with the songs and Mets baseball. The Mets are in Atlanta to face the Braves, and we'll go at 525 with Bob Murphy in the pregame show, and then the game gets underway at 540, an unusual start time, so have the car radio set if you're going to be driving home this afternoon and catch some Mets action. Sunshine with a high of 75. Incidentally, Ron Darling pitches for the Mets today, and Dwight Gooden goes tomorrow. Wouldn't want to be an Atlanta Brave facing those possibilities. And they're also going for their longest win streak in the team's history. Might be a little premature. I don't think I'm jinxing them, but 11 games is the longest in history. And they could conceivably do that tomorrow night with Dwight.
Problem.
Here's our WHN satellite weather. Sunshine and 75 degrees today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 77. And then the end of the week looks terrific. Sunshine with temperatures in the upper 60s or low 70s. Still holding at 53 degrees. It's Tuesday, the 29th of April at 1050 WHN. And the Everly Brothers with Born Yesterday. Birthdays and anniversaries in a few more minutes. And Judy, too. Judy Herron with our shadow traffic at WHN. Good morning from 1050 WHN with the sun shining. Birthdays coming up. An exile to sing his song. This is Crazy for Your Love. 720 at 1050 WHN. It's Tuesday, April 29th. Del DeMontro with the songs. Judy, in just a moment, has some shadow traffic for us.
A Soviet diplomat in Helsinki, Finland, is quoted as saying the nuclear disaster in his homeland is the worst ever in the world. Just exactly what that means, of course, again, remains to be seen. But the fact they're saying that the Soviets have said there were extensive casualties, that they're being treated, is taken to mean it is a very serious situation. All the buses out of Kiev, 60 miles away, have been taken to the north, apparently, for mass evacuation.
And the way that the world became aware of this was radioactivity in other countries.
That's right. The Scandinavian countries started getting the high readings and quickly checked out their own nuclear facilities, thinking something might be wrong. Then it was thought at first that perhaps there had been an atmospheric nuclear test in the Soviet Union. Then the Soviets made the announcement of the accident.
Do we know at this point whether anyone else is in danger outside the Soviet Union because of what is traveling through the air?
Well, the Finnish and the Scandinavians were monitoring very closely yesterday, and they're checking out some of their people because it was pretty bad. Lithuania, all the Baltic states are apparently in some danger from the fallout. Mm. It's expected to dissipate within a week if it doesn't get any worse. It would have to go probably across the polar ice cap to reach the United States, but probably at a very high elevation and greatly dissipated by
okay.
that time.
Thanks, Jim.